Last week we saw the end of Perek Vav.
What? Are you serious?
Last week we saw the end of Perek Vav, which ended with questions. What were the questions? Yesh dvarim marvim hevel. There's so many things that make life seem meaningless. That make us wonder, ma yoter la'adam. What advantage do we get in life? Ki mi odea ma tov la'adam b'chayim mispar yimei chayev lo. Who can know what's good for man in his limited number of days? V'yaseim katzel, make him seem like a shadow in this world. Since we don't know what's going to be after us, and we see that life is so fleeting, we can't figure out, in a life that ends in death, what is good for man. That was the question that Perek Vav ended in. It was the overarching question that seemed to undermine all of the different philosophical attempts to explain the meaning of life in Prakim Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. And that's why now he has to start anew. Perek Zayin, big test, new chapter. And you see right away that this new chapter is responding to the question that was raised in the end of Perek Vav. Mi odea ma tov la'adam. This guy obviously thinks he knows what's good, because he's got a whole string of tovs. Tov shem yishem and tov bet. Tov lalechad el beit evel lechad el beit mishteh. Gimel. Tov kas mishchok. Hey. Tov lishmo agarat chacham yishomer. And then there's more tovs in the continuation. So he obviously believes he knows the answer to that question. But when you start looking at the details, his answer seems quite the perplexing. Because he says, Tov shem yishem and tov. A name is better, that's what we would say it, than good oil. The tov. Tov shem yishem and tov. That's something we don't fully understand. But the last part we would object to. V'yom ha'mavet miyom hivaldo. The day of death is better than the day of birth. I wonder how many of us would agree with that statement. And he continues this line in Pasuk Bet. Tov lalechet el beit evel, milechet el beit mishteh. Better to go to a mourner's home than to go to a home where they're celebrating. Tabella. Most of us, if we had a choice to go to a wedding or to go to a funeral, we wouldn't choose to go to the funeral. I think it connects up to the end of Pasuk Aleph. So let's first try and explain. I'll try and explain what I think he means. Let's try and see how it fits in here. How does he explain at the end of Pasuk Bet why it's better to go to a mourner's home? V'asher hu sof kol ha'adam, v'achai yitein alibo. It's the end of man, and the living will take it to heart. You know, you go to a bris milah, right? Celebrating. Everyone's singing and dancing. Then they get up the speech. Why are we celebrating? We decided to name our son Mashiach. Because we hope that in Mirtz Hashem, he will either be Mashiach or bring Mashiach, who will come in his days. We decided to call our daughter Sarah. Because like Sarah, Imenu Mirtz Hashem, blah, 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 blah. What are the chances of that actually happening? Or half that. They have to distance to the goal line even. You know what I'm saying, right? You go to bar mitzvah. So by now, the little Mashiach is already, you know, we already see that he's not bringing Mashiach so quickly. He's a little bit of a chayer, little Mashiach over there. And so, you know, people get to speak. They don't say, realistically speaking, we don't anticipate much from old Mashiach here, but, you know, Mashiach's got a lot of energy. And energy is a good thing. And we are confident that Mashiach will channel this energy. As he becomes bar mitzvah, he will learn how to channel this energy in the right directions. Now you know why 8th grade Rebbeim get paid so much money. Every night they got to come and find some redeeming quality in this loser kid. And make a whole speech about how everything's going to be good and we're so happy and we should celebrate and let's dance. Then you get to a wedding. By the wedding already, you see this guy's a schlepper. This girl's a loser. Right? You know what I'm saying? Right? We know what they are, what's going on. It's amazing how, you know, people talk about, oh, great guy, man, great girl. The wedding, the couple. I think part of what's so hard for young couples is such a big deal is made out of them when they get married. Then they're married, like everyone forgets about them. And the truth is, the way people are pumped up for themselves by other people is scary. The wedding of the century, the wedding of the year. I remember I have a cousin who at the time was dating, now she's much older, she was dating the best guy in Lakewood. They broke up. It happens, you know. A few weeks later, guess who she was dating? The best guy in Lakewood. I'm like, wait a second, didn't they break up? And the answer is, he was only the best guy in Lakewood as long as he was dating her. As soon as that guy gets married, then there's a new best guy in Lakewood. He's the best, the best, the best, the best. Simchas are moments when we celebrate our hopes for what life will be and what people will amount to, what will occur, what we hope will occur, right? Is it realistic? Of course, the line between optimism and realism versus realism and pessimism. Right? One person's optimism is another person's realism. One person, right? Just deluding oneself, not deluding oneself. What would life be without hopes? I tell a joke. I ruined it. I tell a story about three Jewish mothers meeting in Miami. They're talking about their grandmothers. They're talking about their kids. So the first one says, "My son, it's a doctor. Oh, a doctor. Everyone from all over Brooklyn comes to see him. Oh, from all over Brooklyn they come to see him. Psh, you must have such nachas. Oh, such nachas." The second one goes, "My son, a surgeon. A surgeon. They come from all over the world to come to have surgery by him. So a leading surgeon. A surgeon." Oh, the third mother sitting there like this. "Come on, what's your son?" "No, no. Terrible, terrible. Well, how bad could it be? A lawyer?" I said, "No, no, an accountant." "No, no, no. How bad could it be with..." Tell us, it's not so bad." Finally she goes, "Okay, my son is the President of the United States." They say, "Ah, Nebuch, one day he'll be a doctor." And the point of the story is that Jewish mothers have a one-track mind. Doctor or bust, that's the point of the story. But the other point which I take out of it is, tomorrow he'll be a doctor. Today he could be a garbage man. And there's nothing like those kind of stories that people want to identify with, right? He was nothing, and all of a sudden, he was packing bags in the AMP, and now he's playing in the NBA. Because the strike's over, right? Or whatever it is, right? Meaning, the fact of human potential. Whoever we are today is not the end. There's always tshuva. We can always change. We can always accomplish this tomorrow. And we tell ourselves, pardon me, these lies... I know these, you know, hopes, whatever you want to say. The moment of truth is when a person is dead. Why? Because the game's over. I will, on the third ball, on pinball, I'm going to get more points, I'm going to fight back, last 2-minute drive. When the game's over, it's over. That's who he is. Now you can lie at a funeral. But at least at that point, people know it's never going to be true. Death is realistic because it's closure. Tov Shemi Shemin Tov. The name a person develops for himself is more accurate, is better than, maybe in this context, the good oil that a newborn baby was soaked in, right, for the positive, the good smell. For Yom HaMavet is better than the day of birth. It's better to go to the mourner's home and not the party home, because the mourner's home is the end of all man. V'hachai yitena libo. And the living can take it to heart. The basic difference, as we'll continue seeing, between the second part of the book and the first part of the book, is that the first part of the book is trying to find some rosy, beautiful, you know, transcendent, eternal solution. Now the problem that undermines all those solutions is, of course, death. The second part of the book is not trying to avoid death, it's trying to learn from death. It's trying to build off death. It's taking the realities of our world, the realities that crushed our hope in the first part of the book, saying instead of, you know, with these dreamy things, build off it. Go study life by looking at death. There are people who like the History Channel. There are really people like that. There are people who like studying people's lives. Because there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn from other people's experiences, and it's like free because you don't have to make the mistakes yourself, right? Of what happens, you know, if you studied the lives of all the people who had affairs, it'd make it a lot easier not have an affair. And we could keep going, right? How much is there to learn from the way people's lives end when you look at the end? Tov kasmi schoki v'ro apanim yitav lev. Better to be serious than jovial, because this is how you can learn in a serious way. Lev chachamim bevet evel v'lev ksilim bevet simcha. This is a very deep thing. What it's saying is not different people speak in the Beit Avel versus the Beit Simcha, but a different heart speaks. Meaning what a rabbi is expected to say in a Beit Simcha is different than what he can say in a Beit Avel. The heart of the Chacham is expressed in a Beit Avel, not in a Beit Simcha. You know, the deepest, greatest idea I ever heard, read, I didn't hear it, but I read it, about death, about life, was sent to a woman who lost her husband in one of the Israeli wars. It was sent by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Did I mention this? And he sent to her a letter where he explained that the bullet only took your husband away from you physically. It doesn't end the relationship. Because relationships are metaphysical. Bob Trevi doesn't say this, but I'm not trying to say I'm great, I'm saying to me now, you know, not to attribute it, maybe it's wrong and silly, but if you have a friend you haven't seen for 10 years, you haven't spoken to for 10 years, again, this was more possible before internet. Before email, there was a time for email, cell phones, right? Meaning, your friend, you moved, that was it, right? Unless you needed someone, you called them. You didn't just call people unless you were a girl. A girl, you know, you're calling everyone, you know, you have a list to go over, etc. You know, maybe it's ingrained. But you know, I had friends I didn't speak to for 10 years. Very close friends. Are you still close? You still have a relationship? What would be the difference whether you didn't see them for 10 years or they were dead for 10 years? That's not for me now. That means you can't call them. At least not with the regular phones we have. Right? Relationships are the feeling you have toward the person. A profound thing, no? Can't say that at a simcha. So people aren't thinking about that. Tov l'shmoa garat chacham me'ish shomea shir k'silin. Better to listen to the rebuke of the wise man than listening to the song of the fool. By the way, fool, throughout Sefer Kohelet, you see it here too, the fool is the derogatory term to refer to the hedonist. The hedonist is, you know, he's just enjoying whatever he has. He's not worrying. He's not thinking. There's no depth. I think you see it also in the famous Beatles song. Fool on the Hill. You need an American to tell you a Beatles song. It's Bayesh. It should be Bikis. In the blood. In the blood. You ever take a picture of yourself at Abbey Road? In the studio? No, you ever took that picture? That's the Americans do it. The English don't do that. You know what I'm talking about? The crosswalk? Poor people, anyone's trying to drive down that street, it must be all these little idiots trying to set themselves up on the crosswalk. Instead, they should make like a little cardboard background somewhere so people can take pictures and not ruin traffic. Freaking central London, I mean, what are they doing over there? Again, back to the point. Why is it better to listen to the rebuke of the wise man than the song of the fool? Ki chikol hasirim tachat asir. Like the sound of twigs under the pot. Kein schok haksil v'gam zehavel. So is the laughter of the fool. And this is also meaningless. Why would you compare the song of the fool to the twigs under the pot? By the way, here you see in Hebrew very often what something is used for is called by that name. Pot holder, pot heater, twig is called sirim because of seer. But what's the comparison? I'll tell you what I think. Twigs. Thanks, we have Tzvi Goldstein here. Twigs make a loud and bright fire, but
don't last.
They have no substance. They look good. They look exciting. They look interesting. Oh, sure. What? No, they don't make a large and bright fire. They make a lot of noise.
Leaves do that.
Well, here's exactly what leaves do. Okay. Well, there we go. Maybe he's referring to leaves. I don't know. See him tachat asir. The point is that they make noise. I remember, I don't know if as much experience as you do, but I remember hearing the noise of twigs. No, isn't that noise? Oh, machlokes ha'poskim. In any case, whatever. It says Shnei dinim. Okay, it says Reb Chaim. Kekol hasirim tachat asir. I'm going to tell you what he's talking about. You know, maybe Shlomo didn't go to Yaloza. Ki chekol hasirim tachat asir, kein schok haksil. It's loud, it attracts attention, but it's baseless. Ki haoshek yoleh chacham yabed et lev matana. The summary of all this pasuk chet is tov acharit davar mereshito. The end of any process is better more significant, more to learn from than the beginning. Now the question, of course, is what does all this mean beyond just, yeah, you're right, okay, death has a lot to learn from. So should we all be grateful dead, morbid people, and, you know, learn from death? Join the cult of the dead, you know, death worshippers? I think this is where he continues in the end of Pasuk Chet, starting to talk about the implications. Tov erech ruach migvar ruach. I didn't think that patience and haughtiness were antonyms. I didn't know that it's better to be patient than haughty. Meaning, is it better to have a shirt than a apple? Like, what's the... Al tivahel beruchacha lichos. I'm reading it together because the word ruach continues here in Pasuk Tet. Don't be quick-spirited to get angry. Ki ka'as b'chek ksilim yanuach. Because anger is the lot of the fool. You ever hear that phrase? Anger is the lot of the fool? What does anger and gaiva, patience, and how do they have to do with the speech? So first of all, I hope it's clear to us how anger connects to gaiva. How does anger connect to gaiva? You're angry about
something. If you're angry about something and you're saying that you deserve better than
right. Very often anger is a reflection of misplaced sense of self. I'll give you an example. A couple weeks ago, someone was storming around the Beit Midrash. Somebody took my Gemara. So the first time, you know, you're walking around, somebody took my Gemara, you're a little bit upset. As you don't find it, the anger arises. Who? How could someone? What kind of chutzpah? Come in a base medrash, take my Gemara. You know, you're worked up. You know. Now the story can end in one of two ways. One way is you find your Gemara, you know, under the table where you put it. Or, you know, that's always embarrassing. That's one point. The second point is, let's say, and I actually said to the guy, I said, maybe somebody came in and you know, needed a Gemara, and they figured they'd take a few minutes, etc. They know it was yours. There's no excuse for that. Except for the fact that you did the same thing yesterday, right? Shoe always looks different on the other foot. Well, let's say you're driving, and you know you're not Jewish. You're in the you're not Jewish, so you're in the lane you're supposed to be in, right? You know what I'm talking about? The lane that goes to the tunnel. There's three lanes to the bridge and one lane to the tunnel, or you know whatever it is, right? And you're in that lane. You know the lane you're supposed to be waiting in at the right time, waiting patiently. Some guy's cutting in last minute. Chutzpah. Who do they think they are? You do it all the time. What's the answer, by the way, to these steerers? Seeming steerers? What's the answer? Formulate it.
They're wrong.
What?
They're always wrong.
Why are they always wrong? Why is it good? Is it justifiable to you? Because that's me. That's me. You can't say it that way. When you get onto a road and there's traffic and you're angry, who are you angry at? Oh man, look at all these cars! Who are you angry at? Translate the anger.
You got in the accident.
What?
You got in the accident.
Well, you can blame. Why did you get into an accident? But no, just traffic. You know, it's what's it called? Volume traffic. Why are all these people using the road that I need? Again, it doesn't make any sense when you spell it out. So it's a freaking problem. But that's where people are, right? You go to the supermarket. You get online. The line's going too slow. This is not anger at the theoretical problem of people taking too much time getting their food out. If the line next to you is moving too slowly, you're not angry at those people, right? What's wrong with people? They should have a camera. It would be great. You know, they have these shows. They should get like a guy online doing crazy things and have a camera on the people waiting behind. Right. Taking too slow to get it out, or you know the woman decides to take a tissue and blow her nose for 10 seconds, and you know the woman in the cash register, or you know whatever it is, and then see the same people doing the same thing. Jason, this whole thing about women writing checks, you know, in the supermarket. Wait, I'm gonna do the check. A check? What do you mean a check? No one writes a check. My father always likes to joke. Whenever he gets online for a toll, now he has Easy Pass, so you know he doesn't have you know this self. I'm looking for self-abnegating, you know, philosophy of life. I'm always in the wrong line. There's always a guy with a credit card. You know, I have never seen a guy paying a toll with a credit card. My father is always online behind the guy paying a toll with a credit card. You know, I go see him next time in a rush and see some guy with a credit card. Because the answer is, who doesn't buy Easy Pass? The answer is like conspiracy theorists. I'm not going to let them know where I'm traveling, when. They're not going to know when I cross the George Washington Bridge. Get alive. you go to these toll booths. You see there's 15 lanes. 3 are Easy Pass. The other 12 are backed up. Who are these people? What's pshat? Now, mainly Illinois has got their own thing going over there, right? You have to. You can't use Easy Pass. You got to use a separate thing, separate cheshbon. What? So the last time when I was there, they had like the Illinois freeway. Now it's on Easy Pass. It wouldn't take my Easy Pass. I was like going through. I need a nickel. I need a quarter. If I didn't have, I just went right through. I got the letter in the mail. You bad person. I was like, you bad people. What is an Easy Pass? Give me a break. Punish them. Who are the 12 people? Who are the 12 lanes that are all backed up? Nothing to do with what we're talking about. But what? A lot of people seem to be doing that. Come on, does your father have an Easy Pass? See? He's probably figured it out statistically that it pays to have an Easy Pass. And you didn't need to be an actuary to do that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Moshe. You must be a statistical genius. You haven't figured it out yet. Statistics are boring. Did I be curious? What is going on? Wow. Getting back to the point. Tov erech ruach mikvar ruach. Why is patience better than haughtiness, which leads to gaiva? What's wrong with gaiva? What's wrong with kaas? They're wrong midos. They're bad midos. They're evil. They're usur. What's wrong with them? You're trying to figure it out based on what we've already said in the parak, and that's not a bad thought, but let's see what he actually says. It's not because they don't make sense, it's because they're foolish. I'll explain the difference. Why is it foolish to get angry? What's it going to do for you? Right? Is it going to help? Generally, it's not only not going to help, it's going to do you a lot of damage, right? You got to count to 10. 1, 2, and then angry. 3. Before you do anything, count to 10. 1, 2. You got to count to 10 calmly. That's the problem with email. You see an email, you get angry. You write back an email. Then after you press send, as soon as you press send. What?
Google creates something where you can send something and not send it.
But in email, in the email world, it goes like 2 seconds. No.
Yeah, Google has a thing where you can set up a delay. A 5-second delay,
sending, cancel now. So you can cancel it. Yeah, okay, but it may not always be as you push send. Although for some people, it's when they push send. That's true, and that's interesting. How do you get it? You have to download it or something. No, the truth is I know already, so I'm general. But I wouldn't mind having that. You know, come show me how to set it or not, you know. Lieter bitachon, right? That's, I hope I don't make mistakes like this, but sometimes after I send that, I should have added this. I want to CC this one, you know, stuff like that. I definitely forget. I try very hard to be communicative. I don't know if people know. Like I try very hard to get back to people. It's not easy. I get a lot of emails from a lot of people. A lot of them hocking me around, making me crazy. But you know, do my best, right? I do my best, right? Okay. Right, amen. Give me positive reinforcement. In any case, it's foolish. What we're starting to see here, what would you call this guy, this speaker, based on the psukim we've read up till now? If you had to give him a name, we had the hedonist, the nana, right? We had the socialist, right? The worker, the amal, trying to make the world a better place. We had the Yirei Elokim, right? Remember? How would you call this guy?
Realist.
What?
Realist.
Realist. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. What does he call himself? What does he glorify?
Yes.
What? He actually uses the Hebrew word many times. What'd you say?
Death.
Depth? Death. Yes, death. He does glorify death. Chachma. He's a Chacham. Now, Chacham here doesn't mean getting a PhD. It means being wise, being careful, being thought out, being realistic, right? Here he gets to a pasuk, which is again expressive of this. Al tomar me'ayashi ha'yamim ha'rishonim ha'yu tovim me'ela. What's he talking about at the beginning of pasuk Yud? don't say what. Don't say what. Not hard to understand, right? What? I didn't even say.
Reminiscing the past.
More than reminisce.
Glorify.
Don't talk about how good the good old days were. I call this the Republican Pasuk. Meaning, the Republicans appeal, the conservatives, the English here, they appeal to people's memories about a better world. Where they didn't teach about sex in high school. Let me say it that way. They didn't teach about sexuality in high school. They didn't use condoms. And then, you know, people showed respect. Right? We didn't have people walking around carrying guns. People didn't have earrings all over their bodies. You know what I'm saying? All the things that bother people. And there's a lot of people that seem to feel that the old world was better. So people run and they say, we got to take it back to the way it was, when people didn't know what Libya was, or the right of return. Right? Just for some Republican, you know, things. But now, you can get elected with that. What's the problem with that?
You can't actually bring it back.
You can't bring it back. That's why, without fail. Unless you're a Muslim country where somehow you can bring it back by murdering people, you know, without any, you know, discretion. Just murder anyone who doesn't listen to you. So again, in most societies, you cannot return the past. You could return the past. If you murder the 90% of the world that, you know, is part of the future, then you would all be in the past. But I think even in the Muslim country, even in Iran, there are people upset with the conservatives. Because you can't turn back the clock. The conservatives are never conservative enough. Not because they're not conservative. It could be their position is fully conservative. But the reality isn't that way. I remember when Bush was president, and he was very conservative. The conservatives were upset with him. Why are there still kids murdering in schools? The answer is because kids now murder. It shouldn't be that way. Yeah, it shouldn't. And, you know, conservatively, you can't get up and say, Rabbi, wake up! Because then they'll call him a liberal. Al tomar sheimim harishonim ayu tovim me'ela. Ki lo mechochma sha'alta al ze. Because it's not wise. Again, this is like Sefer Mishlei. It's not. It's bad to be this way. It's also to be this way. It's wrong to be. It's foolish. It's unrealistic. It's not enough to have. You have to also have wisdom to know how to handle it. The yitron is the wisdom you gather. So now the question is, okay, how does this translate into a way of life? Like a number of the speakers before, the Chacham, as opposed to the Amal, is saying, if you look at what God has created, you'll see that you can't fix what He's made crooked. And you shouldn't try. So what should you do? How should you live your life? How would you summarize this pasuk? Let's start from the beginning of your Dalet. B'yom tova hayeh v'tov. V'yom ra'ah, what do we call this in modern day parlance? This is what we call go with the flow. B'yom tova hayeh v'tov. V'yom ra'ah, you have to see, yes, God made these things too. Don't try and change any. Don't try and live up to some higher standard. Just go with it. That is the most realistic way of living life. If everybody's buying silly members-only jackets, guess what I'm talking about? In the 80s, everyone bought these jackets called members-only. It was amazing. Like, why is it exclusive if every freaking person is wearing one? But, okay. And people had, like, they had different colors. So people had, like, 10 different colored members-only jackets. And they were distinctively embarrassing because they barely went down to your belt. So they're funny, you know, they keep pulling them down. And there's still people who wear them. There's a guy in my community, Alon Schmidt, who still wears a members-only jacket. Had like a little thing that went across the top. You guys know what I'm talking about? You have to look on the internet. Members-only.
Should have told us before we came.
To go get a members-only jacket.
No, where's Wally?
Oh, and Alon Schmidt and Wally. But you don't know what a members-only jacket is. Anyway, so, you know, they got the members-only. Why do people buy them? Because that's what you wore. And then tomorrow, you wear what we're wearing today, right? It's the most fashion. We're Crocs. Crocs? I think Crocs have passed, right? They're done. What? I don't see anyone wearing Crocs. I remember years in yeshiva, everybody was wearing Crocs all day. Everybody was wearing Crocs.
That's like note.
Right, note. I gotta wear note. Not that they're better, it's just what you wear. Et ha'kol ra'iti b'me'avli p'tetetvav. I've seen everything in my meaningless days. Yesh tzadik oved b'tzidko v'yesh rasha ma'arich v'ra'ato. What's the significance of Pasuk Tetvav? If there are tzaddikim who are lost in their tzidkus and rishayim who have long lives in their rishus, what's the implication? Haven't heard the question? Yeah?
Do not be the extreme of either.
Doesn't pay to be such a big tzaddik, right? Doesn't pay to try and fix the world. It doesn't pay to make yourself better. Therefore, Pasuk Tetzayin, Al ti tzaddik arbe, don't be too much of a tzaddik. Don't outsmart yourself. On the other hand, Al tirsha harbe, Al tiyisachal lama tamut below itecha. Meaning, how righteous should you be?
Just right.
What does just right mean? What does it mean?
Do what you can do. Like, don't try to do over your.
Meaning, be as righteous as you need to be. Why shouldn't you be wicked? Why shouldn't you be an evil guy? Because people will kill you. Be as wicked as you can be in getting away with it. Be as righteous as you need to be. This isn't righteousness, l'shem righteousness. This is practical, thought out, calculated. We're not deciding based on what's right. We're deciding based on what works best for me. Look at Pasuk Yichet. Tov asher techoz bezeh v'gam mizal tanachit yadecho. Ki yirei Elokim yetzei et kulam. Everybody likes yirei Elokim. Be as religious as you need to be. Some people understand modern orthodoxy this way, right? Be as religious as you need to be. But not more. Again, no person who's really ideological could ever live that way. But who says we're ideological? A lot of people, religion is how much I need to fit in, right? I told you a story, right, about the mother who says, I understand that my son, doesn't go mixed dancing. But he doesn't have to learn yeshiva 2 years, right? You don't have to do that. Oh, now you have to do that? Okay, I have to do that, right? But he has to learn 3 years, right? I mean, what's the assumption? We do what's expected. Not by God. We don't know him. But you know what you got to do these days. Once upon a time, people could do mixed dancing. They not. Question is what works the best, not what's right. Now, why is what's right irrelevant? Because yesh tzadik oved b'tzidko. Pasuk yutet hachochma ta'oz lechacham me'asara shalitim asher yu ba'ir. The wisdom helps the wise man more than 10 people. Control of the city's strength and power. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Because there's no tzadik in the world who won't sin. What's his implication? Everyone's heard this pasuk, right? What's his implication of that? If there's no tzaddik who never sins, then? What?
There's no such thing.
And therefore?
Why try?
What? Why try? I always say, when you go away for Shabbat, you pack your stuff, you always forget one thing. So it doesn't pay to try so hard to remember everything, because you'll forget one anyway. And by the way, if you work so hard on remembering the insignificant things to bring, you're taking a big risk, because you might forget your Shabbos kippah. So don't freak out. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. So why try?
Well, that means he's defining tzaddik as someone who never sins. But...
Yeah. So if you're going to fail anyway, so you're going to lose, so why are you trying so hard? Right, Billy Joel had a song. Only the good die young. You know what I'm saying? Only the good die young. Do 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 do. Only the good die young. What's the point of that song?
Don't wait.
What?
I live a little.
Right, so he's saying to the girl, right? You don't have to wait, only the good die young. If you could be good and live forever and, you know, and tzaddik v'tovlo, so mela. But here comes the climax. Best pasuk. Pasuk of Aleph. Gam l'chol advirme asher yidaberu. Al titen libecha asher lo tishma at avdacha mekal alecha. Don't take it to heart when you hear your servant cursing you. Why would you take that to heart? Right? Imagine you have a servant. He's cursing out the owner. How could he curse me out, man? I tell you. Get all moral and everything, right? Why shouldn't you take it to heart? Kigam pamim rabot yadali becha shagam ata kilat acherin. You know, you did the same thing. So let's say someone comes to me and says, you know, he took my Gemara, chutzpah, it's terrible. And I say, you know, you did the same thing. At that point, when you face your moment of hypocrisy, what would most people do and say? Well, you know, once you get past that, if, assuming it's not there, assuming you can see right away, sometimes there are moments like that. Say, you know what? We should all try and be better. He shouldn't have taken my Gemara. I shouldn't have taken that person's Gemara. What's he saying? Why is everyone trying to hold people up to higher standards of morals? People talk about each other all the time. He talks about you. You talk about them. Get off the high horse and start living practically. Try and get it on tape so you can use it against him sometime. If you went to one of these, you know, New York gritty lawyers, she should know. You saw what my wife was doing. Get it on tape. I'm not talking about that. You do the same thing. It's okay. What do you mean it's okay? It's not okay. Ah, what's okay? What's not okay, right? This is a New Yorker. This is not Princeton or Penn. I'm also in Princeton. Princeton or Harvard or, you know, this is not wisdom with a PhD. This is Eddie Murphy wisdom in the sense that let's figure out how to manipulate. Let's figure out how to make it work. Let's learn from the realities of life the best way to work the system. Be frum enough. Be righteous enough. Be realistic enough. And figure out the best way to live. Sounds like a good plan, huh? All right, we'll see you next week. Where does it say that? Where does it say be as righteous as you can be? That's our interpretation because we're Jews, right? What does Yirei Elokim Yetzei Et Kulam mean? In the end, Yirei Elokim has advantages, right? Everyone wants to be known as Frum, right? It's in, right? A lot of religious people live this way. They're not interested in the Mishnah Berurah. Or even God. We don't have to really do that, right, Rabbi? We may want to ask the Rabbi that question because, you know, he's the Rabbi. We talk with each other, you know. We all text on Shabbos, right? Okay, not the text, but you're crazy, right? We want to welcome Sam Clinton Davis is with us in a bunch of weeks. Yeah. Nice to have him. Okay, great.